Kasher, and it is a time that deemed by many by Yisrael. We know there was a tremendous elevation, tremendous Hisorus that took place during this time last year, and to be able to capture that even for just a day, it would be very, very special. So, as Hashem, that right now, be in that, try to be to in ways to mala the neshamas, Hashem, and Elias neshama. We also want to welcome our very good Chaver, Rabbi Levhar, who is here from Toronto visiting. It's a great pleasure and honor to have him here. So the for responsibility, arevus. There is a concept that we are told that Chazal teach us that when we entered Eretz Yisrael, we took on a special covenant of arevus. Kol Yisrael revim ze lazeh. We are all responsible one for the other. So the first time that that phrase arevus appears in the Torah is in the context of Yehuda. Yehuda says, I will take responsibility. Anochi e'ervenu. I will take responsibility. There is a section in the Torah of Tamar and Yehuda where he gives an eravon. He gives a collateral for to Tamar, which we will not talk about. But Anochi ervenu, I will take responsibility. What was he taking responsibility for? Binyamin. And if you think about it in a deep way, Yaakov was worried that Binyamin should not get into an accident, pen yikra'enu ason badera. Something's going to happen on the road. And Yaakov was worried because he knows Rachel died on the road and Yosef, in his mind, died on the road. So Binyamin also. So how is what does it mean when Yehuda says, I'll take responsibility? How do you prevent... What do you do when it comes to human life? When it comes to being an arev in Hilchos Choshen Mishpat, that means you just pay back the loan. How do you pay back a life? So Nissen Alper Zatzal said a very beautiful idea. He said that the concept of arevus in Choshen Mishpat really stems from arevus in Orach Chaim. In Orach Chaim, arevus means that if you didn't fulfill the mitzvah, then I fulfill the mitzvah either. That's what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Daf Kaf Tes. Yatsa motzi. I could still exempt somebody else from making a bracha, birchas mitzvah, even though I fulfilled the mitzvah. I could make kiddush Friday night for you, even though I already made kiddush, because we are like one entity. We are like one entity. Kol Yisrael Reim Zelaz. That means that I am like one merged personality. You and I, we're all together, one chefta, one neshama. Therefore, what? Therefore, when Binyamin was going to be on the road, so he says, I'm worried. Binyamin's going to die on the road, just like anybody, just like all the other children of Rachel. So what did Yehuda say? Yehuda said he's no longer Binyamin. He's now Yehuda Binyamin. He's now a different person. And Yehuda Binyamin has a different mazel. He's like a totally different entity. And where do we see that the union of Yehuda and Binyamin is like a whole new entity, a whole new reality? We find this throughout Jewish history, that the one kingdom that remained together, the southern kingdom, was not Yehuda, was Yehuda Binyamin. That we find that the Beis Hamikdash is built on the land of Yehuda Binyamin. Yehuda Binyamin is one entity. You would think just the opposite. When they split the kingdom, the one tribe that would separate would be Binyamin. Because Shaul and David, right, there was a kinah between the two. Yet, the one tribe that stayed with Yehuda was Binyamin. The idea of arevus is that I'm not simply taking responsibility for somebody else. The idea of arevus is that you and I are one, and therefore, from that perspective stems the concept of, it's not me I'm worried about, it's not you I'm worried about, me, you and I are one. This is the famous story of Arye Levine. His wife asked him, what's wrong? He hurt, my wife's leg hurts us. We should be zoche to go to merit this Indian of arevus in our life. You should have a wonderful day. Kol Tov. The shiur begins right now.